With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House narrowly passes the GOP's budget resolution. The vote was 217 to 215, with Thomas Massie being the only Republican who voted against it. Despite its passing in the House, the Senate has already adopted a different budget resolution that is focused more on border security and national defense. Both chambers will have to agree on one version of the bill to move it to the president's desk. Ukrainian President Zelensky agrees to a draft of a minerals deal with the White House.
Reuters reported on Tuesday that the Ukrainian leader plans to travel to D.C. on Friday to meet with President Donald Trump after the officials agreed to the terms of the deal. The pact, which would involve giving the U.S. access to natural resources in exchange for America's support of Ukraine amid its war with Russia, was days in the making. Trump said on Friday that his administration was, quote, pretty close to striking a deal, and on Monday, he hinted that a meeting between him and Zelensky was imminent. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel admits to launching airstrikes in Syria. Tuesday, the Israel government confirmed reports of several strikes near Damascus. The Israeli defense minister said the Air Force is now attacking strongly in southern Syria. It comes as the new Syrian government called for the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from the country. The Senate confirms a top advisor to Vice President J.D. Vance as Secretary of the Army.
Daniel Driscoll spent 3.5 years in the Army, including a deployment to Iraq in 2009. He later attended Yale Law School, where he met Vance. He most recently served as one of Vance's top advisors. Driscoll enjoyed bipartisan support during his confirmation hearing last month and was easily confirmed by a Senate vote of 66 to 28. Bob Agnew reporting.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight trying to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway. This is SRN News. Are you ready for the Collegiate Day of Prayer?
This Thursday, February 27th, thousands of Christians will take time to pray for 250 million students on the campuses of more than 1,100 U.S. colleges and universities. The Collegiate Day of Prayer has been going and growing since 2009 and is reminiscent of a similar effort launched by churches in the early 19th century. Anybody who wants to get involved can visit collegiatedayofprayer.org for all the details, including prayer guides and other resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia senators have voted to dismantle one of the nation's strictest school vaccination policies. Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved an exemption for families who believe that required inoculations go against their religious or philosophical beliefs. If approved by the House, the bill is expected to be signed into law by Republican Governor Patrick Morrissey. This is SRN News. A chain of craft stores is shutting down.
Joanne Inc., a fabric and craft retailer that's been in business for more than 80 years, is going out of business and shuttering all locations in 49 states. That includes stores that dodged an earlier round of closings. The company cited sluggish consumer demand and inventory shortages. In January, the Ohio-based retailer filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time in a year. Financial services company GA Group, along with Joanne's lenders, were selected as the winning bidders in an auction to acquire the company's assets and will begin winding down operations. I'm Jennifer King.
More than a dozen sea lions have been reported sick off the Malibu coast. A team from the California Wildlife Center responded to calls of at least 14 sick lions over the past few days. They say they believe, based on the animals' behavior, that the sea lions are sick from algae, an algae acid produced by harmful algal blooms that builds up and filter feeding fish. More details at SRNnews.com.